Palo Alto. I know somebody big is there or went there. I just can't remember. But I was serving drinks, sneaking drinks in the high school gym while the faculty were getting drunk, talking about which students they want to make out with. Those wacky bastards. If you've bartended at a high school, let me know. If you bartended at an AA meeting, let me know. If you bartended at a Macy's, let me know. We share the same memories. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Here we go. This is new music. This is ORR with Texas Taxes. This is ORR or with Texas Taxes. Radio Valencia.
Thank you. There's a very special moment that's about to happen. I ain't gonna say nothing more, but ladies and gentlemen, put your hands to the motherfucking ceiling and make a huge amount of noise for the ones he calls General Electrics!
That he might die before you got your chance to kill him. This man came here hoping to take your place. Is that not so?
No, I'm not here to supply Mr. Baptiste. I am here to supply his enemies. I fear it's a sale I shall never complete.
He killed your blood. Your uncle. When he tried to kill you. You want that I should let him go?
No.
No, I... You don't want him dead. You just... don't want to have to do it yourself. So... we will do this together. This will be a bonding experience. You know, you can stop this anytime that you want. But I don't think that you do. Just say the word. Say, stop. Get you another room, my friend. With a much nicer view.
Of cocaine and gunpowder. They give it to the young boys before they do battle. They do anything.
Some other time.
I suggest you try it at least once, Mr. Yuri.
Why?
Because it's your gunpowder.
Even before that night, I started doing a lot of cocaine in West Africa. I'd never tried Brown Brown before, but then I never killed a man either.
Boy, are you sick? Sida? AIDS?
Ask the white man. He will know. Sir, will my hand grow back?
Yeah.
Andre's.
Fuck Andre.
Yeah, fuck Andre.
I'm sorry, they don't usually do that.
Well, let me look at it. Maybe I can fix it. Let me see it. It's the magazine. Give it to me.
We'll be right back.
show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Fonko. Shots out to all. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission. Radio Valencia. Oh, we don't want no more of that. We want more of this. Radio Valencia, hit me up. It's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Or go on the Radio Valencia application. Download it. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In your mind. And remember, first Fridays at Emmys. Happening tonight. First Friday at Emmy's Spaghetti Shack. Come on through. DJ spinning music. Happening tonight. First Friday at Emmy's Spaghetti Shack. Check out Radio Valencia DJ. Lento and the Archivist, join forces again to light up your pasta night at the only sauce joint that matters. Come dance your first Fridays off with Radio Valencia. It's Ritmo Lento and the Archivist. First Fridays, Emmy's Spaghetti Shack, tonight, 9 p.m. Information at RadioValencia.fm. More information at Emmy's Spaghetti Shack in the Mission. Amazing. Stupendous. Fun. So much music, so little time. Music you heard. You heard Bush, guys. I love that song. When I think of that song, I'm jumping from building to building, guys. Building to building. That's right. The song's called Mouth. The Stingray Remix. Before that, something from Lord of War. Nicolas Cage. Could he be the best? I like when he narrates. He's a good narrator. There's a bunch of movies where he narrates, you know? I like it. He's big time. We also had Nick De Brewer with Trial of Man. Nice. find gold would do that to me more often. That's Ella Feingold. Up in here. So much music, so little time. We also start off the set with some ORR, with Texas Taxes in your eardrums. That's right. Too good. Too sweet. Still hanging out. Still checking out what's on the scene. We in March 030626. What's next? Oh, well, I know what's next. We lose an hour. This Sunday, change your clocks. Get ready to wake up earlier. Up early. We're gonna wake up a little more early. You know, I didn't see the blood red moon, and it wasn't because I didn't have a telescope. It wasn't because I forgot it was gonna happen. Nope. It was because I couldn't stay up that late, guys. I went to sleep. I was like, I'm home. Oh, okay, it's gonna, the blood moon's gonna come out. What time? 11:33? Somewhere between 11 and 3, right? I knew it was around. I didn't see it. I tried at like 10:48. It was just bright white. You know? Just like how we like it, right? Nice and white. So I was like, okay, it's not red yet. Go back inside, sit down, wake up. It's time to go to work. You know? That's one of the things with me is like, okay, if I need to stay out or I gotta go somewhere, I just gotta stay out of the house, because once I come to the house, every once in a while I could survive, but once I sit on the couch, it's game done, dude. It's game, set, match. You know, I try not to, you know. It's really when you get on the couch, you know. Like, I could sit and have some more coffee in the kitchen and then leave. Right? But when I get on the couch, you know about the couch. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. My bed sleeps on the couch. Why do I sleep in the bed, guys? Can you tell me that? Why? You know? And here's another reason, a random idea. Why are more people sleeping in their business? Like, you're a business owner, and then you're also, like, got a house, or you're renting, or whatever. I would just sleep in that store, save money. Hey, but random thoughts, guys, random thoughts. I didn't see the blood moon. I fell asleep early, you know. I'm all around town, guys. If I'm either driving or on the bus or on the train, going to a destination on the streets, and there ain't no sleeping on the BART. There ain't no sleeping on the train. There ain't no sleeping on the bus. Nah, there's only one place to sleep, guys, and that's when you get home. Whatever home that is. Man, Even the car seat is comfortable, guys. Say what you want. Hey, I could get some snooze in a car seat, passenger or driving seat. Not a problem. Not a problem. You know, bed, a little hard. Couch, lovely. Pillows, that's when a lot of pillows is your best friend. You know, they make their bed and they have all these pillows on them. I can make use for all those pillows in every part of my body and folds. You know, I'll put one pillow under my belly fold, two pillows under my breast fold, one between my breast, one pillow between my breasts, one in the armpit, one between the legs, two pillows under my feet, and two on top that I could, you know, hit with my toes every once in a while. I even like when you're laying on your side and you put a pillow on the back and you kind of tuck it in. I like that too. It all depends, like, how firm they are. Sometimes you gotta, like, fold them in half to get them a little firmer so you can lay on them and get some Z's. But I'm cool with pillows. Multiple pillows I'm alright with, you know. I'm alright with that. Usually. Multiple pillows, multiple controllers, multiple orgasms, whatever you want, make it work, the big man says. I like the long pillows that you could hold. I like those too. I got one of those, but... my girlfriend doesn't like it because it belongs on the couch. But it's a pillow. It's comfortable. Damn it. She's all, damn it, Facco. I don't want any of your DNA on that pillow. That's for the couch. I go, oh, I'm a sniper. I have precision. You don't have to worry. Pillows are fun in more ways than one. How many pillows do you sleep with, guys? Yeah, you just standard one? That's how you do it? That's cool. I just want to know. I like pillows. And I also like when someone says pillows. My friend, he grew up in the same city as me. I known him all my life. We went to the same schools. But he goes like this.
Yes, when I sleep, I get my pillow.
Pillow. They say pillow. I don't know if he's not from anywhere. He's from the same city I am. Why does he say pillow? Is that an English version? Canadian? Or is it a spy version? Maybe I just found out my friend's a spy. The way he says pillow. I say pillow. He says pillow. I have a quite... You know, I sleep good. I have quite a great pillow. maybe I just realized my friend's a spy, guys. Who says pillow, guys? Maybe you guys know this answer. Is that like one of those accents from like Connecticut or New Hampshire? Is that a Bethesda, Maryland accent? Honey, would you hand me my pillow? Oh man, you just came all over my pillow. I don't know. But hey, pelo, the word pelo means hair in Spanish. I don't know, the pelo does house the hair. So it might be possible. Knows, guys. My guess, that's some kind of like pilgrim talk. Pelo. I just judging by my friend, he's Irish, French, you know. Or maybe that's a French, his French side coming out. Definitely European ancestry. Shouts out to all. Tell me if your friends say pelo. And if they say pelo when they're talking about sleeping in their bed and putting their head on the pillow, then I think we got a spy. Believe it or not, that's the truth. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Remember, I'm going into overtime. And I sleep and use a pillow. You might sleep and use a pillow. And I might not ever get a drink from you again. You're gonna spike it with something, with the tooth serum, with your little spy kit and your little spy glasses. Oh, you're so cool. You're hidden. Oh, hey, spy. You're so cool, man. Nobody knows who you really are. You like boys, you like girls. That's all I know, because you're a spy. You gotta go with it all. Put you in a spy situation. You'll be feel like a piñata, because you're a spy. And you gotta do whatever you have to do. You're so cool. You have full control of your body. It's just flesh. It's just flesh, Paco. It's just flesh. That's something a spy would say. Whatever it is, that's good. Don't judge me. I won't judge you. You know, I'm working hard over here. Working harder than ever. I'm pushing at least 20 hours a week of work. Get off my ass, it's my day off. Enough of me. I want to hear some Gas Lamp Killer in your eardrums. Let's go. This is Chaos in the Brain, the Club Edit with The Gas Lamp Killer and Jason Radio Valencia.
got things to say. Why are we sweating over wolves you'll never meet? Take a chance in the world, no one cares, let's see you move. Not like that, you fool. Oh no, you won't escape our teeth. What's lying in wait for me?
Yeah.